Monday, like we have been for literally the past 5 or 4 years. 5 years? 4 years. I think we're 5 years as a show.
Yes.
4 years on IW Radio.
Yes. That sounds
I've gotten wrong.
I think the math checks out.
I think it does. Yeah. I was going back on our Instagram to see which is
when it was created and
yeah, our first post. Because you did a couple posts. And then
we created the show, created the Instagram.
Yeah. And then we got around to doing a couple episodes, had a different recording locations, and we got our, we got going. We did all right.
We got our legs up pretty quickly.
We did. And then IW Radio was amazing enough to take a chance.
Hell yeah.
On two little bud tenders from South LA. Or wherever we are. I don't know where we are. I don't know why I said that. we are live and we've been live for 4 years and it's been amazing. We hope we do a billion more. We're going to have a party soon and celebrate all of those years because it's just been great. It's been great.
Oh, yeah. Well, we totally forgot what we did last week.
We forgot what we did last week.
Oh no, we might have a party, but we were scouting locations.
We were,
this
week. Yeah, we were.
It just came to me.
What are we smoking?
What are we smoking? We are smoking, Grand National Chronicles by Ted's Buds.
Ted's Buds, who is an emerging rock star in
Oh hell yeah.
Weed.
Jet Fuel and Gelato Cross.
Yeah, this is really good. So like every week I just want to get like the fanciest weed because we have access to it, so we might as well smoke it. And it's fancy and it's expensive, and like if you're gonna get weed like this, you're gonna know that you have to pay like a lot of monies. It's a lot. It's an unreasonable amount of money, but I'm not I have to do it because this, it's so good. And it's like, you know,
I had to take my glasses off to see that. Oh my god.
What, the price?
The price.
It's a lot. I mean,
but I'm telling you,
when people come and they're like, oh my God, that much money for the fucking, and listen, we're not saying you're wrong. Taxes suck, you know, but this would probably be that much money, like always, I feel like. Right?
It would. It would be on the top, Zaza, the most you would pay back in the day for sure. It's so delicious. It's beautiful. It hits on all five senses.
It's really good. And we like Jet Fuel. We're Jet Fuel fans.
Jet Fuel and Gelato Cross. It's two of our favorite things. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, they go together really well. It was a good combination. We like this one. And I'm glad we got it. I don't regret a thing. Grand National Chronicles is what it's called.
Grand National Chronicles.
That's the name of the strain?
That's the name of the, that's what they're calling it.
It's a weird name for a strain, but
as
we'll learn throughout the course of these weed times, strain names and classifications are.
But they were nice enough to put the crosses on there, so you have some
idea.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that because a lot of exotics are just like you're on your own trying to figure this out.
And generally, you're like it's some kind of runts or Skittles.
Yeah, yeah, or gelato. I mean,
oh yeah. Mix a little dessert gelato in there.
So, yeah, that is good. Would you consider that to be gas?
That is gas. Gas on gas.
Yeah, I would consider that to be gas. Yeah, gas in the metaphorical sense and gas in the literal Jet Fuel sense.
100%. 100%. Here you go. This is so delicious.
It's really good. So today, what the fuck are we doing? We're starting with... Okay, we have all sorts of stuff today.
Oh, yeah.
We have all sorts of nerdy stuff that
a lot
we
going
get to
on.
Talk about.
The cannabis world. Where do we want to start?
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk. Oh, this is weird. So this is interesting. There is a bill that is being talked about in California, our state of residence. And it's SB 1097, and it's called the Cannabis Right to Know Act, and it would require warnings.
Know your rights.
Know your rights. Yeah.
It's going to require additional warnings on your cannabis labels.
Yes.
So, let's go through these and
see. Yeah, we'll go through them. And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff on weed already, but I guess we'll add another thing. And I did say, there's warnings everywhere about everything.
There
so,
is.
Weed, it doesn't necessarily have to be the exception.
There's already a cancer warning on there because of an old Prop 64.
Right.
And
they put that up everywhere in California.
Yeah, that goes up in gas stations and in the grocery store and
everywhere.
Parking garages. There's one at my front door.
It's so crazy.
Anyway, there's warnings for everything. So,
should weed be the exception, I guess, is what you can say.
So, how much can you possibly label?
And then there's
on this little
there's bottle, that. All that aside, this is what's being proposed. Our opinions aside.
There's four warnings
that are being proposed. Okay. You say the first one.
All right. Warning.
Warning.
Do not
Warning.
Buy illegally sold cannabis as it is more likely to contain unsafe additives or harmful contaminants such as mold or pesticides.
Well, that's comprehensive. Yeah, that we can't. I can't argue with that. No notes, I guess. That's true. That's true.
That's just
That's a good warning to have.
Put a little PSA on everything you buy in the legal market.
I don't know why you would need that on a legal. But whatever.
Maybe spend more time in public education on that one. I thought the BCC was actually trying to do something like that.
Yeah, that seems a little
More PSA type.
Yeah,
than,
which is it's true, I guess. It's just okay. So the next warning is warning: do not use if pregnant or breastfeeding. Exposure to cannabis during pregnancy may harm your baby's health, including causing low birth weight. I don't know that we know that for sure. I know that maybe we've seen that. We don't have any studies on anything cannabis related that we can really
point to.
Not in this country. I also don't know shit about that. So please don't look to the Cool Nerd Weed Show for your fucking prenatal advice. Thank you very much. But I do know. We don't know. I do know that. But also it's like I said, when we were doing prep for the show, you can't fucking eat sushi and not see a warning about pregnancy. And I think because pregnancy is so delicate that, we just got to cover our grounds. I'm not saying I'm super mad at that. It's just, it's something that I have to say, we don't know, right?
We don't really know. Maybe consult your personal practitioner or
and
doctor.
And they'll likely tell you not to consume cannabis. That's probably what will happen.
Probably.
That's such a fucking personal choice. We've seen cases where that hasn't happened. We've seen cases where these children are in the gifted and talented classes of people who have slept. But that is not evidence of anything. That is anecdotal. And again, not recommended. Do not follow the Cool Nerd Weed Show's medical advice. If you need a warning on your weed to say don't smoke me when you're pregnant, then maybe you're the kind of person that needs a warning on your weed and your alcohol and your sushis and your I don't know. We don't know. But
these are what's being proposed.
Yeah, this is what's being proposed.
This is further legislation in the cannabis industry.
If it makes people feel better, then great. Okay, the next one.
Okay. Cannabis warning. Cannabis may contribute to mental health problems, including psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia. Risk is great for frequent users and when using products with high THC.
I mean,
the risk is greatest. Okay, so this kind of goes around to people taking dabs in concentrated cannabis.
Yeah, or like RSO.
Yeah. The oils, any of the oils.
I think if you have psychosis
tinctures.
That has been more, it's been, I feel like there's been a conscious effort to try to see if there's a link between mental health problems and psychotic disorders and weed. I don't know that that has been, you know, if cannabis isn't like legal here, like how have we really studied that? You know, like if the person who's having psychosis has also been using cannabis, that doesn't count. You know, it's not in, and maybe it's like, and again, we've read about stories, we've talked about stories on the show where there has been
high levels of THC
with dabs and stuff like that, and there's stuff we don't know. So warnings are, you know, sure. This warning, you know,
maybe if you're prone to psychotic disorders, you might not want to take that you're schizophrenic.
You might, and yeah, you might not. Yeah. But again, we don't. You know, we've heard some horrifying stories. So,
and we need some science.
We do. So I guess until then, the warning is.
I guess if it makes people feel happy,
makes people feel better,
better about having safer access to cannabis, then I don't know, put a warning on it.
So the next one is warning, trigger warning also. Cannabis use may contribute to mental health problems, including increased thoughts of suicide, suicide attempts. Risk is greatest for frequent users. I the way that's like framed is saying like if you frequently use weed, you are at risk for these thoughts. I don't know that that's the truest. I think it would be the reverse. You know, and I don't know that weed is like the anecdote for, you know, having harmful thoughts to yourself. The anecdote is reaching out for help and knowing you're not alone and, you know, making space for yourself, not necessarily doing a great big dab. And, you know, so maybe if you want to look at it that way, but like also let's not like make it seem like pot people who smoke pot are like off always thinking of harming themselves, because we can guarantee you we're not.
I feel like it's more of like the reefer madness stuff kind of creeping in.
It does kind of like
to
seep its way in. And I'm trying to make like, I'm trying to like say all the things. So if I say something that's accidentally horrible, somebody let me know. But I'm trying to like say every way to look at it, you know. Some of these things that we've heard are bad, but also there's reefer madness to think about, and there's, you know, and it does seem like it makes some people feel better.
You know, some have actually come, some edibles I've been seeing do come with, like warnings, do not operate heavy machinery, drive a car, that sort of thing. It's already kind of coming in there. I don't know if companies anticipate that this, these warning labels are going to make their way to become law, and they're getting ahead of it.
There's also something in here that just like, it's just like a one-off, and it's like a recent study from Molecular Psychiatry said eliminating marijuana use in adolescents would reduce global rates of schizophrenia by 10%. I don't know what like molecular psychiatry is. I haven't vetted that publication, but I mean, that's... It's a bold claim.
That is.
You know, and I try to be objective or subjective or whichever one is the right one, where it means you want to stay as open-minded as you can be when it comes to these warning labels or... And like I said, everything's subjected to warning labels, not just weed. So I feel a little bit okay about that. But again, it's like the mental disorders is kind of... framed in a way that I don't love. It's just worded in a way that like this is like, I'm thinking of like cigarette warnings, and you know, like in the fucking Europe, they're like the pictures of black lungs and like people at funerals and shit. It's like, and very deep and fucking
like black hearts and
it's like either really graphic or like a little girl at her grandmother, clearly her grandmother's funeral, you know, and like it literally like, so like there's, so because like, you know, cigarettes are pretty proven to be, you know, not addictive, I guess. And this is the way to get to weasel your way into the conscious of people who are smoking, and we're just going to be looking at the cigarette boxes being like, oh, I can't help myself, I just got to smoke, even though this little girl's grandma died of lung cancer. So like, this is the same exact thing that we're doing with weed. like, what's fucking next? Like, the little baby who's drowning in the bathtub from Weed for Madness, literally a scene from Weed for Madness. They're just going to put that as, like, stills on weed packages, you know?
I know we hate to compare cannabis to alcohol. Similar. To alcohol, but are any of these none of these warning labels are on?
And that's my next thing. So yeah, the things that we're playing in the same pool of a diseased fucking lung, and on a corporation that's pretty evil, and alcohol doesn't even get. I mean, I guess like when you're at a bar, you always see like, oh, you're never drinking alone when you're pregnant, but like, you know, and there's like PSAs and shit, but you never really see. I mean, you never see it on alcohol bottle. There's no fucking warning.
There's no like pictures of car crashes on your fancy bottle of alcohol. There's no like, what if you flipped right. over your bottle of Vouv and there was like a picture of a car like crash.
Like a divorced, like middle-aged person all sweaty and
like a product like of taking alcoholism. Taking a breathalyzer test.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the alcohol commercials are funny, if anything. The ones where they like they have like the wine all filled up to the thing, like they're like, "Can I smell your breath?" And they're like, "Oh."
The guy's helmet.
The one guy has like olives in his car. Yeah. And the guy's helmet has a martini. That shit looks bomb as hell. I want a helmet full of fucking martini. But yeah, so those look fun. And yet we're like, oh, don't smoke weed if you're pregnant. You could have a stillbirth or some shit like that's like on the thing. It's like, I don't know. While I'm trying to be as open-minded as I can, I also think it's a little aggressive.
Just over-regulation again and again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we going to even put these labels?
I don't know.
It's going to have to, every single product is going to have to come with a brochure.
Yeah,
Here it is. And they're just going to like print more paper and throw it in the trash on the way out the door.
Yeah. These will go, if they are approved, and they will start in 2025.
Can we do something about this?
I don't know. I feel like
it's like if you're do you want to be the person that stopped SB 1097, the Cannabis Right to Know Act? You're like, no on SB 1029, the right to know. No on the right to know.
Yeah, mine's better.
Yeah, it's way better.
Come on. You had to practice there.
It's been a long time. It's been a while since I've been in a good protest.
A good chanty protest. Yeah, no, it's fucked up. I don't know. I think it's, weed is clearly subjected to things that like other industries are not. I don't understand still what the fuck, why. But if it makes people feel better, fine. Just know that like, yes, these things may be true, but these things may also not be true. We don't know for sure yet because we haven't been able to do anything official. So when you hear studies, you have to really make sure that you know where they're coming from. Are they coming from a publication that, you know, is totally biased against weed, that just, you know, is it paid for by fucking Moms Against Cannabis? Mac Daddies or whatever? Or is it like a real scientific journal that's like trying to study the causes and effects of certain things? If psychosis is related to cannabis, okay, let's find out what the fuck is going on, and maybe we can make sure that people who shouldn't be consuming don't consume. That's the whole point of regulation, I thought, is to figure it out, not to treat it more like a fucking drug. Or like a leprosy drug.
Well, yeah,
like a crappy drug.
When those groups of anti like cannabis prohibitionists get together and they pay for studies. When they're paying for studies, they're only focusing on the negatives of anything. Well, what if this paid for study found some good in cannabis?
Right.
Would you ever hear about it? Probably.
Well, we're
going to
talk about a study that was published by a bunch of auto insurers.
Oh, yeah.
In a minute. That'll really liven the show up. This is the warnings are the warnings. I don't really know what to say about it anymore, other than if it makes you feel better, fine.
Let's do it.
And be safe. Be safe. Just be safe. You know, consume with caution.
Know your limits.
And maybe one day doctors will actually know the fuck what's going on with cannabis, because we'll be able to really look at it in a widespread way, in the way we're able to look at fucking pills, at least. And then maybe you'll be able to talk to your doctor about it instead of your doctor being like, hmm?
What's that?
Oh, a little cannabis. A little toke, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be taken seriously. And you could also do that, too. You could also be like, but you should also know. You know things. Know things. And that's why you have the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Because we'll tell you things.
We're here for you.
We are here for you. Okay, I want to play. It is Juneteenth today, or Juneteenth observed was yesterday. Today's the 20th. In the United States. If you're listening to this at another time, just know that this is that show. And we will be talking about what that means in terms of cannabis. But I wanted to play. Do you have anything else to say about
I think we've covered it.
The old warnings.
I'm good. Warning.
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 Warning. Well, I'm going to play some Bad Brains.
Oh, yeah.
Adobe.com, even if this is before or after Juneteenth, I'm sure you can find it. I believe they put it on their Spotify, created a really cool Juneteenth playlist, and it's very badass, and you should check it out if you can and like to, and you should play all the music really loud. So it's called I Dream My Own Summer, and it's really good. It's really, really good.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
Oh, we are so silly. So before we were talking about, we've been on the air for 4 years, you know, this week, pretty much, because it was like the 22nd, I think our first show aired or something, because it was a couple days before my birthday.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, 4 years ago, and we're gonna have a party about it. And Diaz is like, we forgot what we did last week, which I thought he was. I knew what he was talking about, but like, I kind of didn't, and I did. Before we talk about that, though, what are we smoking now?
This is Blueprint. Piper.
Blueprint.
The Piper.
Blueprint. I remember Blueprint from something.
Yeah. They've got new. They were at the Zaw Olympics last week.
They were. Yeah. So this is a hyphy joint.
It is. It's a hyphy sativa joint.
Keep us going.
Yeah. Affects caffeinated buzz, eye high. And it's tested almost 2% terps.
It's very terpy for a pre-roll, I must say.
Yeah, it is. It is delicious.
Much. I am like such a poops when it comes to pre-roll. I'm like pre-roll.
Oh, really? For sure. I don't. They're hit and miss. Even like the most hypey ones. The most hypey.
This is good, though.
This
I'm
is
actually
delicious.
I was surprised, pleasantly surprised at this. Okay, so where we were last week, we have to shout this out because it was really fun. We went to Carnival here in Hollywood. Our homie from the Cannabis Supper Club, Chef Chris, we ran into him and he invited us over to his bomb-ass restaurant and it was so fun.
It was amazing.
TS posted on his socials, which you can get to through our socials, Cool Nerd Weed Show. And it was like really fun. It was such a fun night. It was like very immersive. We had a really fun like evil clown host. The fucking performers, I swear. I love being in an industry town. Like that. Like when you go to like something like that in LA and New York, you know that you're going to get good shit.
Top-notch entertainment. There was silks. There was acrobats.
It was like, super fucking fun. And the food was like stupid. Oh my God. The drinks were so good. Like, oh my God. So good.
All the carnival mashup foods.
Oh my God, it was
delicious.
So we thank you, Chef Chris, and maybe like you'll see more of us in, you know, being around all that goodness in the future because it was really fun. Really fun, good stuff to do in LA. You're looking for something to do in LA, you fucking look that up, Carnival. I'm telling you. This was not an ad. We just like ate like stuffed pigs and felt
so much food. So much food.
It was so good. It was a really nice time. It was a nice.
And you got to pull a nail.
I did because it was my birthday. And my dad was a clown in Ringling Brothers Circus. So I have circus in my blood.
I knew exactly
what the fuck to do. He was like, he nailed a nail in his nose. He was really funny. And yeah, that was really fun. It was a good time. And that was, we might do a party there or something similar. So if you're in the LA area, you should come. We'll let you know. Stay tuned. Okay. So now what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about, this is interesting. We did a TikTok about this that you should be able to find on the Adobe Radio TikTok. So for a long time, you always hear how weed and like driving is like, whenever you hear a driving and weed story, it's always like not a good one. It's always like, they're going to do blood tests and on you and when you drive and you shouldn't drive high and, you know, driving under the influence of weed. Oh, we got to figure it out. But this is interesting. It was according to like auto insurance data. So this is data compiled by auto insurance companies. And they're looking at like crashes, the amount of crashes that happen, the amount of fatalities, the amount of like
property damages
and stuff. They're looking at those stats.
Just the, you know, the dollars that the insurance companies have to pay out every single year.
Yeah. So they said that places where medical weed is legal, where medical weed is legal, that is linked to reduced drunk driving and safer roads. So the idea is that people where weed has safe access, where they can get their medical weed, the roads are safer because people are maybe substituting weed for alcohol. Weed for alcohol. It could also be because if you are smoking weed and drinking, you're not going out because you're tired.
It's possible. Or maybe
that
you're
was
just
one
a,
theory.
You know, you're staying with your group of friends close to home.
Right. You're more likely to stay in.
Sharing a joint.
So you're not likely to go out and drive and be
you're
on
not
the road.
Driving.
No.
You're not endangering anybody. You could, you know, could have a night in and then safely drive home.
Right. Right.
Within your limits. And in turn, it's actually saving people, well, lives.
Right. Yeah. And, it's saving lives.
Like lives. But, good on that. But you know, they mentioned the dollars here. Like road safety is great. But you're saving on your premium. And insurance premiums have been in overall in the, how many states are there? 24. Okay, there are 50 states, but how many have legal cannabis? Like 24?
Yeah, almost half of them.
So.
And this is, I'm not like, this is like medical, so.
Oh, this is only.
Well, this one part is medical. Like, it's like they found like that the people who, or whatever, like the people they tested were like, or surveyed were close to dispensaries to get medical access. But there is a thing at the end that says, where they say all the time that like car crashes are related to places who have legal weed, that the car crashes has been up. They said in this study that that's kind of BS. There's been no, they said it was CBD rich things that don't impair drivers, but nobody thought that. So I don't know why, but like it's worded weird. It's like CBD rich products didn't impair drivers, but they also they failed the THC
test.
Yeah. So it sounds like they were on an edible or something, like that the THC limit was over. You know,
that,
like
or,
that's weird. Like that's a weird.
Or however they were testing people was way off.
yeah, or it was way off.
Because the, you know, those cannabis breathalyzers are,
right,
are
those,
not accurate.
We couldn't. Yeah. So we don't. Yeah, but I mean, I think that is true though. I'm not quite
that.
Certain that.
I mean, look. I mean, there's like states that just have medical and seem to be thriving, mm-hmm. and everybody who really wants cannabis can get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
medically, yeah, like, yeah. Oklahoma. They seem to have no problem.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. So is there less drunk driving? It's insurance companies have saved $1.5 billion in the current legalized state.
So that's pretty cool.
$1.5 billion.
So when, you know, everybody's like driving while high is extravagant to leave the winds or something like that, whatever they say.
And where you it's know. Like your head's a giant bong and that's the PSA.
Yeah, and like then you like run a kid over. I don't think, you know, I don't want to recommend anybody driving high, obviously. But I like, again, we talk about this all the time. It was like not a problem to have weed, you know, have consumed weed before you drove for a long time because it was a medical, under medical.
Yeah.
So if that's so, you know.
We have some numbers and we have dollar amounts.
Yeah, we
to
have like
back it, which
solid
is
proof.
The real, which really gets people listening is those dollar amounts. Not that the roads have saved.
I know, not that there's like, yeah, road safety.
Or there's
but
like been less traffic fatalities and gone down a certain percentage. It's that dollar amount, $1.5 billion. It gets the skeptics listening. Always.
It does. You know, it's interesting because it's interesting. They're just kind of like looking at, yeah, like you said, just like literally looking at numbers, looking at what they can like get from it. And in doing that, like it's kind of like a very non-biased way to do it because they're just like, hey, we're just looking at the numbers, man. If it was like the other way, I'm sure they wouldn't be like, you know, they'd find a way to be like, oh, weed is linked to all the deaths, all the fatalities. And you know, I think that's like a good thing for, not like anybody will focus on any good news ever, but like, it's a good thing for weed defenders anyway, to like lobby. if we're just like so grateful for little crumbs when it comes to legalization that we're just like, okay, we'll take it. But this is like a good thing to say to people who are a little reefer madnessy. You know, it's a good thing to pull out of your pocket.
Yeah, there's definitely some other links between medical cannabis and driving under the influence of alcohol and opioids. So
yeah,
all of those things are going down. Opioids, even opioids.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, do you want somebody driving on OxyContin?
No.
Taking an extra dose? Even one. Damn.
Yeah, no, I definitely like, and it's true. I think when you smoke and you drink too, I thought that was an interesting stat too, that like people who smoke and drink like in like a party setting or whatever are definitely less likely to drive because like you just don't have it in you, you know, like I think. And they did say that like smoking does impair your motor skills, obviously, but that people who consumed were not more likely to get into accidents than people who didn't consume. So these are things to think about, my friend.
Hey, can I crash on your couch for a little bit?
Yeah, sleep it off, man.
All right, cool.
Drink some water.
See you in the morning.
Or in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Like, I just like,
I'll be out of here in the morning.
Rarely do I wake up high. I have to like eat a lot of edibles, you know, like to really be put out, but
I'm just gonna take a nap. I'll be out of here in the morning.
You can hang out all night, though. It's fine. I'm just saying. I wasn't kicking you out. Wait, why did this turn into that? You could say, I was just saying, I'm usually fine. It did sound like I was kicking you out, though. I take all of that back. Oh my god, I'm so rude. You can always stay on my couch with water. I'll probably smoke with you more. Yeah, so that but yeah, whatever it takes for you to not be driving under, and I think when you're drunk, you know, and this is not a scientific diagnosis, but when you drink, you have like some sort of like weird confidence about you. Even when people are blackout drunk, they're like, I can drive. Like, I feel like when you smoke weed and you consume too many edibles, like, you're not like, you're not like trying to be a hero, like, give me the keys. Like, you're like, I'd want to sleep, you know, or whatever adverse effect it has on you. I think that these studies are saying in so many words what we've been anecdotally saying, which is it's okay. Like, it's okay to consume weed on the same, within the same fucking hour that you're driving. It's not alcohol, right?
Yes.
But we're not saying drive under any impairments. We always, our thing is know your limits. And if you don't know your limits, you know, we're still saying don't do it. But we're saying from our experience, consuming weed within the same hour of dry, it's not like blood alcohol where doing a shot within the same hour of you driving is not so great. Maybe don't do that.
It's like yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Listen, I'm not driving tractor trailers. Like, I'm not fucking operating a plane. Like, I'm driving my little Subaru fucking, you know, whatever it is. What model is my Subaru?
You got a little Subaru.
What's the...
The Crosstrek.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you.
It drives itself, practically.
It does. It's a great car. But, yeah, I'm driving... I'm driving that little thing, and I'm not operating heavy machinery, and nor would I... Anyway, but weed, no, I wouldn't rush to fucking smoke a blunt before I, you know, used a crane. what's the big?
I need to, like a wrecking ball?
Yes, a wrecking ball. I would not, but this data seems like maybe we'll... Get off the whole testing.
The whole testing.
Or the whole, like, driving and weed issue. Maybe we'll just...
If the numbers keep trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll start changing some minds.
Yeah.
There'll be less reefer madness in the world.
Yeah, that would be ideal. Although it doesn't seem like it is going that way. I'm going to play... A commercial, and then I'm going to play a song, and I don't know what it's gonna be, so we're just gonna have to have a surprise. But it's gonna be from the Juneteenth the Juneteenth playlist on adobe.com that we have up there. If you're listening at another time, I bet you'll be able to find it on Spotify. It's called I Dream My Own Summer, and it's very good. And today is Juneteenth observed here in the United States, and it is an important and a holiday that is new, and that is why it is so important to acknowledge it, because it shouldn't be new, and it should have been a holiday for forever. But we rejoice because it is being observed, but we have a ways to go, and we will be talking about that in the final Huff and Puff. So don't get all jovial just yet. Don't feel that great. We'll be right back.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Yeah, it's the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha. Today is Juneteenth observed. It is the Monday after June 19th here in the United States. Juneteenth is a very important holiday in this nation's history. It is a new official holiday, but it is a tale as old as time, and should be acknowledged in every single sort of way, from teaching it in very early grades of school when history is taught about the nation, all the way up until you know, we can never talk about it enough, honestly, in my opinion. So it is very important today to observe this holiday. This is when Black Americans get to celebrate their liberation from slavery, and look up all the shit about it. And today is a day to buy from Black people. Today is a day to celebrate Black people. Today is a day to fucking listen. That's today's day, is to listen. So that's what we're going to do. And we also wanted to acknowledge the fucking disparaging many years of awful treatment people of color have suffered through the drug war has been nothing short of a race war and a war on people of color. And it's very slowly getting better, but progress is so fucking molasses slow when it comes to these issues, that we wanted to huff and puff a little bit about it, just because, you know, we as two white people, we have much to learn and to know. And we also know we want to know when to keep our mouths shut. But we do work in weed, and we have seen it with our own eyes, and we have seen what people go through. And it's still not right. Things are still fucking not right.
It continues to happen today. I was never taught about Juneteenth in school.
No. So today, so many things we were not taught about.
Today, that's being the day. Tell your kids, Google it. Get out the Wikipedia.
Have a full talk about discussion. It like you talk about any holiday that is American, because boy, is this an American holiday. Talk about it in depth. And it is be like truly, truly honest about our history and about what goes on. So in weed, it is, you know, it's getting better, but not great.
A Mississippi man was convicted a while back. It was sort of like a third strike law in Mississippi, and recently he has been appealing his conviction, but a high court upheld a sentence for a Mississippi man convicted of cannabis offense. He has been given life in prison.
Now, we talked about this before
when Alan Russell's life sentence was...
He was given life in 2019, life, yes. And we did talk about this on a couple of shows. A
couple episodes, for sure.
Because life without parole is pretty high for 43 grams of weed.
Yes.
His life is over. So it should have carried a 3-year sentence, which why it would carry even that much, I could not fucking tell you.
That's still insane, but
if that is what it should have done,
under Mississippi's enhanced sentencing laws, as a habitual offender, this petty quote unquote crime is a last strike, so to speak. I don't know. Mm-hmm. California used to have the 3-strike law.
Yeah.
And it created a fucking mess.
Yeah, that's
just more
awful.
And more.
Yeah. Horrible.
And so giving this man life without parole for 43 grams of cannabis is cruel, an unusual punishment.
Yeah.
And that was the part of the appeal. But, you know, the court was deadlocked.
Which is nuts. This is nuts. They used chemical gas to get him out of his house, to surrender him out of his house when they went and got the warrant for his arrest. I mean,
for his 43 grams of cannabis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know,
and whatever
that,
other
like,
two
so-
things he did or like, this is excessive, and it's fucking, you know, it's horrible, you know, and it's like, it's so wrong on so many levels. And, you know, I don't know, I guess, like, is this it? Like, can he not appeal anymore? I don't, like, I guess because, like, the highest court upheld it or something.
I
don't know the law.
I am not a lawyer, you know, occasionally this...
I never know if you can, like, just always be appealing or...
I think that's his final process in Mississippi. He went to the highest court in Mississippi. So what would be your next step?
I mean, the only, like, thing that would happen is if, like...
Can you take it to the Supreme Court?
And what if, like, it became legal or something?
Yes, and what, I mean...
Would it be expunged and released?
Like, fuck, there's a... Isn't there medical cannabis in Mississippi?
Yeah.
So what is, shouldn't part of your fucking medical cannabis program be to keep people out of prison?
They don't care. They don't care about keeping people out of prison. They don't. And that is a shame. So while we are on this Juneteenth, we will acknowledge that while... Sure, we're talking about Juneteenth, but we have much, 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 much more to go. And the issues do not, like, the cannabis industry is not immune to issues that Black, Indigenous people of color suffer. So we wanted to acknowledge that and not gloss over it. Because it is facts, bro. And that is the show. And thank you for hanging out with us and talking about nerdy things, talking about serious things, talking about funny things, and laughing with us and being a part of our lives and our family. And we love you. And we hope you had a great day and night. And
don't panic.
It's our... Wait. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed. Follow... It's on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed, Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show, and YouTube, and everywhere, and...
Don't panic.
It's organic.